Part 2. On a cold winter morning in the early part of December, Ballard came down off Frog Mountain with a brace of squirrels hanging from his belt and emerged onto the Frog Mountain Road. When he looked back toward the turnaround, he saw that there was a car there with the motor chugging gently and blue smoke coiling into the cold morning air. Ballard crossed the road and dropped down off through the weeds and climbed up through the woods until he came out above the turnaround. The car sat idling as before. He couldn't see anyone inside. He made his way along by the roadside growth until he was within 30 feet of the car, and there he stood, watching. He could hear the steady loping of the engine, and he could hear somewhere faintly in the quiet mountainside morning the sound of a guitar and singing. After a while, it stopped, and he could hear a voice. "It's a radio," he said. There was no sign of anyone in the car. The windows were fogged, but it didn't look like there was anyone in there. He came out of the bushes and walked on down past the automobile. He was just a squirrel hunter going on down the road if it was anybody's business. When he passed the side of the automobile, he looked in. The front seat was empty, but in the back were two people, half-naked, sprawled together. A bare thigh, an arm upflung, a hairy pair of buttocks. Ballard had kept on walking. Then he stopped, a pair of eyes staring with lidless fixity. He turned and came back. With eyes uneasy, he peered down through the window. Out of the disarray of clothes and the contorted limbs, another's eyes watched sightlessly from a bland white face. It was a young girl. Ballard tapped at the glass. The man on the radio said, "We'd like to dedicate this next number especially for all the sick and the shut-in." On the mountain, two crows put forth thin, raucous calls in the cold and lonely air. Ballard opened the car door, his rifle at the ready. The man sprawled between the girl's thighs. "Hey," said Ballard. "Gathering flowers for the master's bouquet, beautiful flowers that will never decay."